He made the Chomim had to move from the shade to the sun. It was taking a long time. They were getting nervous. They had to move back and forth. They had to go from the shade back to the sun. So skip Omalei. Bitnis brei the Abishol ben Bitnis. So the Bitnis said back to him that me no dato adaita the Messiah Rabbonin. Would, if you would have known that by you making this nether, you're going to bother the Rabbonin so much, they're going to have to move Mitula from the shade, Lishimusha, to the heat, for the sun, or Mishimusha from the heat, from the sun, you're going to make them go back the tools to the shade. Would have you still made the nether? Omar lo, he said, no, if I would have known that my nether is going to cause the Chamin to feel bad, I would have never made the nether. If so, Vishar Yuyu, Reb Yishmael, Reb Yasi. That they were mounted in the nether, that's also called the good Pesach. If you would have known this and this would have happened, you wouldn't have made it, that's also called good. So the Ran says, Loi Sheyatra Schoira, that doesn't really mean that the case before of Schoira was mounted for himself. To Kaimalon Layacha Devorri Huayne Mechel. Avada, you yourself can't be mounted your own nether, you have to go to a Chochem. Just means that if Schoira now has a good reason to go to a Chochem to be mounted his nether, they'll go to a Chochem now and find an easy heter. That I didn't realize that with my nether I would make Rav Nachman feel so angry. Now that I made him feel so angry, that's a good Pesach. Another case is Rav Yosef Hevele Nidra Lemishrei. Rav Yosef had a nether that he made, and he wanted to have a Taras Nadarim. It is also the Kaim of the Rabbonin. So also he went in front of the Rabbonin to find out that the Shemata was nether. Omrulei Nodait Nodarto Adait Adachi. They also wanted to find the Pesach. If you would have known this and this, would have you still made the nether Omalu in? Yes. No doubt Adai to the Hochi. If you would have known this would come out, would have you still made the nether Omalu in? Yes. Karma Zimnin, a lot of times they try to find something that it should feel bad that he made the nether, and nothing doing. Now, Kivon the Chozu Katra, there was a washing man, a man that his business is to wash clothing. He saw the way this Reb Yosef was the Mitztayri Rabbonin. He saw the Rav Yosef was bothering the Rabbonin. They had to keep on asking him back and forth, this and this, and nothing doing. But they were getting nervous. He saw Rav Yosef bothering the Rabbonin. So what did this katzra, this washerman, do? Is machia b'yuchla. He bopped him over the head. He hit him. Machla b'uchla the katzri. With his wash, with his basket of wash, he hit him over the head. So now they said back to Rav Yosef, Omar, Adaita the Mochli Kitzra Lenadri. If I would have known that because of my nether, I would have got bopped over the head from a washerman, I would have never made my nether. That's called the good Pesach. Vishari Lenashay, and he went on feeling good, now he has the good Pesach. So again, the Ran says that he wasn't mattered for himself, he still had to go to another Talmud Chochem, but I called upon him, that was the Pesach. The Pesach is that if I would have known that I would get beaten or hit because of my nether, I would have never made the nether. And this the Gemara says, such a Pesach is no good. Omale Ravacha Midiftel Ravina. Hai Nerlatu. This Pesach that if you would have known this and this would have happened, you would have never made an Eder. This is not something that would happen from the beginning. This is something new that happened right now. Nerlatu means like something is created first now. Something new happened right now. What does this have to do with the beginning of making an Eder? The Leimastik Adayat Democh LeKatzra. That nobody ever thinks like this. That someone's going to hit you over the head. It's something that first happened later on, so that's not called the good Pesach. But Tanina, we learned, and Poiskan Leib Ben Erlin, we can't be Matar and Neder for you to tell you if you would have known this and this would happen, you would have never made a Neder. But Nerlin means you didn't know this would happen at the beginning when you made the Neder. It's something new that came about later. Something new that first came out later, so true, you feel later about it. But at the beginning, when you made the nether, such a thing never enters your mind. So it's not something to feel bad from the beginning of making the nether. That's called neulet, something that's first created later. And that we pass can ain't poiskan leib neulet. So Omalei said back to Mechudat the Terence for these other cases also, Omalei, hi, love neulet. No, this is not a good case of neulet. The shchichi of kure de mitzayir rabbonin. But this is a shchichi thing, this happens pretty often. Any time people see you bothering the Rabbonin, they feel bad for the Rabbonin, and they'll bop you over the head. So So that's not called something you don't think about. Person knows when you make a neder that it could come out that later you may want to be matter the neder, and you could think that you may have a hard time by the chochem be mattering your neder, and you could think that if I'm giving them a hard time, there may be some people walking by and see the way I'm bothering the rabbonin, and they'll come and beat me up. So it's not something abnormal that you don't think about right now. It's something that people do think about right now. That's not called neder. That's called something that we could have a teres nedarim from. Mor says, Deveisuho di Abaya. Abaya's wife, Hevi lo he brought her. They had a daughter. Kitz Abaya and his wife, they had a daughter. There's an argument now, came the time of Shaduchim to marry Ruf. So, who Omar Abaya said, Likrevoi, I only wanted to marry somebody from my mishpacha, my side of the mishpacha. Not the wife's side, but my side. And he, Omar Abaya's wife, said just the opposite. Likreva, she's my daughter. My mishpacha is very choshev. I wanted to get married to my side, not to your side. Is Omulos Abaye said, Tisusrei hanos yelecha. Abaye got vices pretty upset. So he made a strong neder and he said, you should know my wife. If you're going to marry off my daughter to your mishmacha, I'm not going to let you come into the house anymore. You can't have any enjoyment from me anymore. Tisusrei hanos yelecha. All what I own should be yosef banot to you. Iavrit adaitoi, if you go against my words, the mitzvos lo lekrevecho. If you go and marry her off to your side, to your mishpacha, you should know you're finished. That's it. You're not going to have any enjoyment from me anymore. So Abaye's wife didn't care. Ozla, she went. Viavrit adaitoi, she didn't listen to her husband, Abaye's wife. Viyinsibo lekrevo, she went ahead and made a fair shidduch, place with her cousin, and she married off her daughter to her cousin. So now the Shiloh was, Abaye now stuck. He has a neder, his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. The son afterwards, Abaye now wants to be matter the neder, he's not a Rosh Abaye. He only did it at the beginning to try and stop his wife. But now that he sees nothing doing, the Kedushin is Chal already, now already wants to be matter the neder. So Asla came with the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Omale, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Ilu hevi yodat, if you would have known, the Yavater adaitcha, that she wife would not listen to you. Even after you made the neder, if you would have known, your wife wouldn't have listened to you. Or mitzav olol lekreva, and she would still marry off her daughter. To her side, mi yodarta, would have you made the neder still? Oh my loy, Abaye said no. Like I only did it, like a nidrei zeruzin, like in our Mishnah, to show that I mean business to try and stop my wife. But if I would have known my wife is so strong and she wouldn't have listened to me, she still would have went ahead with it, then I would have never made the neder. Vishayi Rabbi Yosef was matuvit. For the Gemara, is that true? Is this called the good of Torah's Chacham? O Mishore Kiagavna? The Gemara says, in yes. For Tanya, bring your proof. Maisa biyode mechot. Shehidiris ishtoi melalas l'regel. A person may advise he had a fight with his wife whether she go out the regel or not to go to Yushalayim. So he made a neder upon his wife that if she goes to the regel, she can't have enjoyment from him. For Yovar al Daita, she didn't listen to her husband. For Yosel Regal, still she went up to Elu Regal Zayin. Still she went up to Yishlayim. Ovol Lefnei Rabbi Yosef. Now afterwards, the husband went to Rabbi Yosef to try and find the heter to the amount of his neder. Omalo, he said to him, Vilu Oisa Yodei, if you would have known, she averas al Daitcha, that your wife would not listen to you, and she anyway would go up to Yishlayim, Vyelu Regal, Klumer Darta, would have you really made the neder? In other words, you really won. That your wife can't have enjoyment from you. Oh my loy loy, he said no. I only said it just to try and stop her from going up. But now that she went up, I never really meant to make the nether. The Tiru Rabbi Yosi also was not to this type of a nether. Mashma, that's called a good, a charota. That's really, or Nidre Zeruzim, you have charota, you made the nether. The nether you only made in the first place was to try and stop her from doing these things. But now that you see it's in vain that she did it, Minas time you don't want the neder to be there, that's called a good charota. That was a good heter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding by the Mishnah and of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that Af Horoitze Lahadires Chaveroi Sheyoichel Etzloi, that even when a person wants to make a neder to force like his friend to eat by him. So the Gemara explains what he means to say is this is also considered a Nidrei Zeruzin, that the neder is not Chal. In other words, let's say you're trying to invite your friend over your house for a Suda, and he keeps on saying no. So you tell your friend, you should know, if you're not going to come, you're going to make a neder that all your property is also to him. He won't be able to have any enjoyment from you at all. So the Mishnah says, even if later the person does not come to your house, still the neder is not chal, because that's also considered nidre zeruzin, that you do not really mean to make the neder that he can't eat from your nechasim. You only meant to show him that you really mean business, you really want him to come. So it's really like a continuation from the Mishnah before, that before we had what's called nidre zeruzin, in the case of a moicher, when you're selling something, a question between $4 or $2, now Rav Elazar ben Yaakov adds on that this is also called a nidre zeruzin. Then the Mishnah, the way the Gemara comes out later, is saying a new halacha now. That the Mishnah says, Yoim aloy, a person should say, Kol neder shani yos lider, any neder that I'm going to make throughout the rest of the year, hu botol. Like really the Ran explains later, this is the Indian of saying called nidre, that we make a tenai, we make a condition at the beginning of the year, that we are saying any neder that we will make throughout the whole year, we don't want that neder to take place. That neder should be bottled. So the Mishnah says you could do such a thing like this, and the Mishnah ends off, Obovad, but providing, Shihei Zocha B'Shas HaNeder, that later on throughout the year, whenever you do make your neder, you have to remember that you made this tonight. If you remember you made it tonight, then later we say the neder is bottled. Now the whole Mishnah, the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. Now the Gemara starts off, the Gemara and the Havamina thought the Mishnah is saying one case, it's saying a case, and a case we want your friend to come to eat over, so you make a neder, and you speak out that the neder should not really be chal. So Gemara asks the question, V'chi von diyoma kol neder, shani yosid lider, yihei botol, since right away you say that any neder you will make should be botol, should not take place, if so, lo shomalei v'lo yosabadei, like the person you're trying to invite over, if after you say this you make a neder, that if he doesn't come, he should be also to have enjoyment from your property, like the person knows you're joking around. Because the Havamina is that you said all this, the whole Mishnah at one time. That first you said, you make it a condition, that any neder you will make should be bottle, and then you go and make a neder to show the person you really want to come over, and you say that if he doesn't come over, your property should be also on him. But he just heard that you made a tenet that the dorm should not be chal. So you're not serving the purpose, he's not going to come, he's not afraid of this neder. It's like, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, what our Mishnah means to say really is two different cases, like we spoke out. And really,